7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Good lord, that is annoying, isn't it? Maybe I should change this. I don't know. Anyway, it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea, so let's pour some tea. What are we drinking today? Well, I decided it was time for some green tea, so I'm drinking Longjing. Oh, it's pretty good. It's not the best Longjing ever, but it's drinkable. And I'm drinking it. Right, so what's happening? What are we doing? What's going on? Not much. I've been doing nothing. I've been hanging around, just doing nothing, thinking about stuff. And what I was going to do was record some stuff and send it to my friend Brian, because I was telling my friend Brian about some synthesizer stuff and blah, blah, blah. I should probably send him some stuff. But anyway, yeah, I've got to think of some crap to record and send to him. And basically, and we can get to this in a minute, because I fully intend to do some synth today. We'll get to that in a minute, because I was sort of expanding on what I was doing during Synth Battle. Last Friday night, Synth Battle. If you haven't heard, at 0300 Saturday mornings, which is, you know, Friday night in North America, we have Synth Battle Royale on a non-radio, where, you know, very angry synthesists get together to battle each other with their synthetic prowess. No, it's a casual thing. It's a fun thing, our little synth battle. So if you have synth and you like to do synth, yeah, maybe you need to do battle with us. Anyway, if you heard what I did this last Friday, I've sort of been expanding on that. I took a basic idea that I had, a way to sort of hack the sequencer. And I started messing with that, and I figured out a way to sort of transpose the sequencer just by adding control voltages, you know, to increment intervals, okay, right? It's fairly obvious to anyone, but it was a little bit tricky because, you know, you gotta send a gate that never closes or a gate that just keeps ramping up. Anyway, I figured out a way to do this, and that's what I was messing with on Synth Battle. Then, like, the next day, I was messing with it and got a little bit more complex. And so, I was telling my friend Brian about this. And it's not something that you can explain very well unless you're a mega synth head. And it's easier to have an example to play for somebody. Here, listen to this. Blah, blah, blah. So that's what I was going to do today. Until I got sidetracked. I was sidetracked watching TV. Doing nothing. For no reason. There was a movie on earlier. Sicario. Starring Benicio del Toro. Always awesome. Josh Brolin. Who has been awesome. But it took a while for him to become awesome after the cinematic disaster that was Thrashin', the movie. The legendary skateboarding movie where our boy Josh Brolin has his wrist guards on upside down on the cover and on the poster, the theatrical release poster. This is a movie that's supposed to be about skateboarding, and his protective equipment isn't being worn correctly. This would be like somebody trying to make an American football movie, and they have somebody on the poster who's wearing their shoulder pads on their legs. Okay, if you were to see that, you would say, oh, this can't possibly be a serious football movie. They don't even know how to wear the uniform. Yeah, right. So that was Josh Brolin. It wasn't his fault. He's not a skater. I blame the production designer. It's a horrible movie. And if you don't understand this, let me put it to you this way. Have you ever seen the movie Hackers? Of course you have. We have all seen it. We all laugh at it. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Hackers is to real hacking as Thrashin' is to real skateboarding. But I don't want to go off on Josh Brolin. I was watching Sicario with Emily Blunt. I love her. She's great in everything she does. And of course, Benicio del Toro, sheer genius. Everything he touches turns to gold. And so I had to sit here for, I didn't even see it from the beginning. I still haven't seen this movie all the way through. But I did sit around and watch about, I was going to say 45 minutes, but it was really closer to an hour and a half. I don't know. Why am I so lazy? It's hard to be productive when you have tea this good. I tend to focus on the important things in life. Like drinking tea. And how to put wrist guards on properly. But I digress. Well, maybe actually I didn't digress. I don't even remember what I was supposed to be talking about. I don't know. So yeah, I'm just sitting around doing nothing. I didn't want to go anywhere because my car is so loud it's embarrassing. But that's getting fixed very soon. Let's see, what else I gotta tell you? Oh, don't talk to me about cables. Do not talk to me about patch cables or power cables or adapter cables. And why am I bringing more Katie Spaghetti into this? I don't want to talk about it. All I can say is this. There are things I'd rather be spending my money on. I need lots and lots of money. Not because I need to pay my bills or pay off my loans or pay off my credit cards, because I don't have any. What I need money for is tea and synth. Not tea and sympathy, just tea and synth. With an F. Synth. I gotta buy some more synth parts, but no. I gotta buy a catalytic converter, which costs $10 freaking million, because they have to be made out of platinum and rhodium and unobtainium. Ugh. I'm so furious. How am I going to work out my aggression? Oh, that's easy. We'll just listen to The Clash. It's in love with rock and roll, whoa. It's in love with getting some, whoa. It's in love with getting some, whoa. He don't like it, burn your mouth. It's in love with rock and roll, whoa. It's in love with getting some, whoa. It's in love with getting some, whoa. He don't like it, burn your mouth. And he knows what he got to do. And it's all for you. It's a love with rock and roll, whoa. It's a love with Kelly Stone, whoa. It's a love with Jenny Jones, whoa. He don't like it for a job now. In the end, try lots of work, but the boss at the firm always thinks he should. But it's just like everyone, he got a fault of Tina. They just won't run without fuel. Yeah, go! Yes, let them know. Let them know what? Well, there's a lot of wisdom in this world that needs to be spread. It needs to be disseminated upon the world. And a lot of that has to do with hamburgers. Oh, wait, here comes Blenda.
Oh, Blenda.
Oh, Rook at Dat. Rook at Dat.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Yeah.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldson, hamburger should be high.
All right.
Damn.
Yeah, damn.
Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, Belinda. Why am I laughing? I don't even know. Good tea, though. And why aren't we out looking for golf balls? I wonder if anybody's played golf today. I bet there's plenty of people playing golf right now, even. Okay, so maybe we'll go look for golf balls tomorrow. No, we can't. Yeah, well, we could. Yeah, well, we'll just see what happens. Depends on the weather. Depends on the wind. It's been windy. It's all about the wind around here these days. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, you're probably pretty happy about that because you got lots of kites and you got sailboats and you got stuff like that. It's like, yeah, well, I do, but... And that would make me excited, except I'm supposed to be taking you along with me, but wind and microphones don't really mix very well unless you're actually trying to, you know, record wind and mix it. Then they do mix well, but... Dubious Goals Committee is terrible on a windy day. It annoys me. And I don't even have to listen to it. I just walk around and talk, blah, 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 my name's Tobe, blah, 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 I like tea, I blah, 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 I have a cat, blah, blah, blah. That's the Tobe show right there. Do you really need it to be windy at the same time? Oh my God, are you going to get it
Boy,
now?
Boy, are you going to get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease.
Of course, I would have slapped Kirk Cameron in this situation, but no, I'm not 1981 mom. Wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, shut up, 1981 mom. We're trying to synth battle. Oh, wait, no, this isn't synth battle. This is Dubious Goals Committee. Oh my God, how could I forget that? And I believe in miracles.
Give my heart gladly yesterday.
thank you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Oh, God.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Baby.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Yes.
The carabiner hook...
That's not a carabiner. Don't kill my buzz here.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Yeah.
Order your grandpa.
We do have to avoid those unsightly residue stains. Okay, we heard some hot chocolate in there. You sexy thing. I do believe in miracles. And then we heard about the sexiest thing ever, the R&R Products Grand Ball Washer. Oh my God, it's logo-free, people. It has a high-performance internal spiral brush. Every goddamn time, that makes me laugh. I love the high-performance internal spiral brush. Almost as much as I hate calling that quick link a carabiner. Quick links do not prevent towel theft. All anybody has to do is undo it. It's a quick link. It's for taking things off, putting them on quickly. It's a quick link. It links things quickly, not securely. That's not how you secure a golf. Jeez, I don't need to explain it to you. You know these things already. We've talked about it before. This is not your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Well, you know. Unless, of course, this is actually your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case I say welcome. Yeah, and yeah, it is like this normally. This is a pretty typical indoor show because we're not going outside today. So what we're going to do right now is sort of, hey, I just saw something. Let's grab this other cable. Okay, we got extra cables now. And what we're going to do here is we're going to plug in the old synth. And I'm going to do the thing that I was telling you about just a second ago. And we have this extra spare cable so we can run it in stereo. Ugh. Should we do that? I don't know. Yeah, that kind of sounds like a pain in the ass to do right now. Let's see. Well, yeah, no. I'm not even going to deal with that right now because it's synthin' time. Level check. Yeah, we got some levels. We got some levels. Okay, here's what I did. And I realize that might not sound significant in any way, but it actually is, because this is an interesting sequencer trick. Basically, what's happening here is the sequencer itself is just playing the same 8-note sequence over and over. But I got this little outboard sequencer, the little itty-bitty Division 6 business card sequencer. Baby sequencer. Got baby sequencer plugged in. And the first sequencer, after it cycles through the sequence each time, it sends a trigger out. And I'm using that trigger as a clock for the baby sequencer. So every time the first sequencer gets done playing its 8 notes, it advances the baby sequencer by one step, okay, at the end of the cycle. And when that happens, the baby sequencer plays its next note, but its next note isn't going to a synth. No, that's just a control voltage that's going back into sequencer number one. Well, actually, it's going into the synth, but blah blah blah. And it's just basically acting as an offset, a voltage offset for certain notes. And so then those notes change, and that goes through. That actually cycles through 4 times, and we get different progressions. So yeah, it's clever, huh? Yeah, I know, right? And so right now I just sort of have it set up to do that. What does it do? 4 times. We could get some more out of it, but I don't feel like getting more out of it. I gotta put the microphone down here real quick because I need 2 hands to hook up the drums because it sounds cool with the drums. Now let's plug in the clock. Plug in the clock. Okay. Do we have drums? Yeah, we got drums. Okay, let's do this. Let's get it together here. And I changed this little drum track around. I made it 4 bars long. It's not very interesting until the end when I put in this little glitchy bloop, which was meant to just sort of be like a wood block, basically a doke for a doke dock, or a dock for a doke dock, however you want to look at it. And it didn't come out that way. It came out as this bloop, and I had to keep it here. Listen for it at the end here. Yeah, did you hear that? Let's listen again. Love it. Yeah. So obviously we needed to incorporate that into this, right? Right. So let's listen to everything all together here. Wait, I just pushed the wrong button. We need to reset this, reset that. And we got to bring back the wacky random oscillator. Oh, there it is. Isn't that amazing? And here we go. Right? Oh wow, did you hear that? That knob is staticky as all hell. Oh my god, now I gotta go buy 8 cans of pot cleaner and I gotta clean all these pots out. Oh, geez, I do love LFO. You know, I don't really feel like I should have to explain how much I love LFO. Everybody here knows I love LFO. Unless, of course, you're that one theoretical person who's listening for the first time and actually didn't know that I love LFO. Well, here's a little thing you need to know. A true fact about your little Tobster. He loves LFO. LFO is our friend. LFO is good. LFO is so useful. But now I need some buffered malts. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, didn't you say you were going to build some buffered malts like 2 months ago? Yeah, and I still haven't done it. I'm just that lazy. It's an amazing fact about me. Oh my god, let's mess with this some more. Getting weirder. All right, I guess we're done. You've been listening to the Dubious Synthesizer Committee, a show that airs, well, every single day at 1930 UTC under the guise of Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, right here, Anon Radio, every damn day, be here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.